had a couple songs on my heart, but the Lord's changed that. And had a message on my heart, and the Lord's changed that. So if you will, turn with me, First Epistle of Peter. We're going to start reading in chapter 1. And we'll skip over to chapter 2 and read a couple of verses. Ask the Lord if He's wanted me to do this, and we'll take it away. Bible says in chapter 1 of 1 Peter, verse 18 and 19, "Forasmuch as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." Going to chapter 2, it says in verse 6 and verse 7, "Wherefore it is contained, wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, 'Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious.'" I'm going to stop my reading right there. I tell you what, I was thinking last night, you know, I talked about before I even got to the message that the Lord put on my heart. But if we're going to have revival, we're going to have to go and prepare our hearts before Him.
Amen.
As I sit there and listen to the songs that Brother Raymond sung and talked about how great our God is and how wonderful and majesty He is.
Amen.
Amen. That one word, precious, just kept coming back to me.
Yes.
Amen. I was reading earlier today, and there was a thought coming to my mind yesterday, or maybe it was the day before, about what to preach on, amen, tonight. And I've studied on that today a little bit and come here ready to preach that. And it was in the same chapter of 2 First Peter chapter 2.
Amen.
But I tell you what, it just kept coming back to my mind about precious. Hey, you know what, church? If we're going to have revival, we don't need to just prepare our hearts. Hey, but God showed me that we need to see Christ as precious.
Amen.
Well, I tell you what, we just don't see Him as precious anymore. I tell you what, we just don't see Jesus as precious as He was. I begin to think about that. I begin to look at the cross up here. We got a cross similar to that over in our church. Amen. It's a big old cross that one of the members made for us. Hey, I begin to look at that cross and see Christ up there hanging, bleeding, and dying for my sin. Paying for the sins of the world. You know, that's precious.
Amen.
Hey, that's so much silver and gold that can fade away. Hey, it can burn up in the fire and melt away. I tell you what. Hey, the blood of Christ is cleansed from all sin. Hey, and it is precious today. And we don't see it that way no more.
Amen.
In the world today, they'll trample over all over the Son of God. They'll just say His name in vain.
Yeah.
Hey, they'll say the Lord's name in vain. Hey, and not think nothing of it. Hey, but I tell you what, Christ is precious today.
Amen.
Amen. If it wasn't for Christ, hey, we wouldn't be here tonight. Amen. Amen. If it wasn't for what He did on Calvary's tree one day, some 2,000 years ago. Hey, you know He's precious because He said He's gone away. Hey, like I said last night, but He's going to come again. Hey, and receive us to Himself. Hey, if it wasn't for that precious blood that He shed on Calvary, hey, you and I wouldn't have a chance. We wouldn't have a chance on this old earth. I tell you what, just think of that word, precious. We think of something that's precious, something that's priceless. You can't put a price tag on it, brother. Hey, man, to me, there's things in my life that's precious. Hey, man, there's things in life that I can't put a price tag on that's just priceless. Hey, I wouldn't sell them and you couldn't buy them. I tell you what, the most precious thing of all. Hey, it's a baby lying in a manger. Hey, he didn't have nothing on this old earth. He left everything back in his home, and right. Home in heaven. Hey, to come to this old earth where me and you dwelt.
Right.
Hey, these people here that was corrupt from the beginning of time.
Yeah.
Hey, he said, "Father, hey, I love them enough. Hey, to come down to heaven and give my life for them."
Amen.
Amen. That's me and you tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, man, unto them which believe, He is precious.
Amen.
Hey, but those, he goes on to say, those that don't believe, He's not precious. Amen. They don't have nothing to do with Him. The world don't want to have nothing to do with Him. The Bible said, Jesus said, the world hated me.
Right.
And it'll hate you.
Yeah.
Amen. He came to His own, and His own received Him not.
Yeah.
Amen. The Jewish people wouldn't even have nothing to do with Him. Hey, He began to kind of turn their world upside down. All their laws that they have established for thousands of years. He came to this old world in 33 and a half, 33rd year. He come and just completely wiped out everything that they knew of. Hey, but they didn't realize that he came to fulfill the law and not destroy it. I'm glad today that Jesus is on the right hand of the Father today. I'm making intercession for you and me. And I see that as precious today. Knowing that his life, it wasn't in vain. Hey, knowing that he didn't go to the cross. Hey, and give up the ghost. Hey, and lay in a tomb all in vain. Sure, there's people out there that are traveling that broad road. Sure, there's people out there that have given up. Hey, and turned back from the straight and narrow way. But I'm telling you right now, there's still a few. Hey, that have loved the Lord enough.
Amen.
Hey, to keep a traveling on.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I feel like traveling on today.
Amen.
I'm glad that I've got the Lord on my side. Hey, who is it, the man to give anything to me? Hey, a relationship like that you mentioned, brother. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
Hey, a relationship with God is precious. Hey, you won't find a friend on this earth, hey, that can stick with you as good as Christ can.
Amen.
Hey, he is a friend that sticketh closer, hey, than any blood brother you'll ever have.
Yeah.
Hey, he is a friend that able to rescue you out of the deepest, darkest valley, hey, that you'll ever find yourself in. Hey, he's the one that's almighty, all-powerful. Hey, and he is the one we should see as precious again today.
Amen.
Amen. I tell so many times in there, hey, about how Christ is precious. His blood was precious. What he did on this earth was precious. Hey, I tell you what, we've just forsaken that way today. All they talk about nowadays is being prosperous.
Yeah.
Hey, they'll leave the precious out of it.
Right.
Hey, we don't talk about precious memories no more.
Yeah.
Hey, we sing Amazing Grace. Hey, we don't think about how precious the word is anymore.
Yeah.
We don't think about what grace is, Brother Jerry. We don't think that grace, hey, what it is us getting, hey, getting what we don't even deserve. Hey, and that's the love of God. That's Christ.
Right.
Amen. The Christ, the blood of Christ, it's precious. Hey, man, we need to have, if we're going to have revival, hey, we're going to have to see God is precious once again.
Amen.
Hey, we're going to have to humble our hearts and say, God, hey, I'm going to seek you again. I'm going to go back to the first love which I've left behind. Hey, and I'm going to consider you precious again.
Amen.
Hey, I know that I myself need to consider Christ a lot more precious than I do. Hey, and if this old preacher man can admit it, I know that some people in the congregation can too.
Right.
Hey, the sins, like the sis said, you don't like to sit things like that. Hey, but I tell you what, God knows my heart. Hey, he knows that I want to grow nigher to him. I want to grow closer to him. Hey, I tell you what, before we leave tonight, I want you to leave here knowing that Christ and what he did on the cross.
Amen.
And this word that we hold in our hand
Amen. Is
precious.
Amen.
Hey, it's far more valuable. Hey, than anything that you can buy. Boy, there's floods all over the place right now. Hey, and people are probably losing possessions or houses getting flooded in. Hey, people are losing all kinds of things they've laid up in store. Hey, but Jesus told us not to lay treasures on this earth.
Right.
Hey, where moth doth corrupt and thieves break through and steal. Hey, but to lay treasures up in heaven.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible, that's what a treasure is. You know what a treasure is? Hey, that's something that's precious, Brother Rick. Hey, a treasure is something the Bible tells me. I was reading over a while ago in Matthew 13. Hey, there's a man, a kingdom of heaven. It's like unto a man that found a treasure in a field, and he went and sold everything he had. Hey, just to get that treasure. Hey, and then it goes on down the next verse. It says the kingdom of heaven, hey, it's like a pearl of great price.
Amen.
Hey, and it said the man, he found that one pearl. Hey, and he sold all he had and chased after that pearl and bought it. Hey, you know what? Me and you are the pearl tonight. Hey, that Christ shed his blood on Calvary to pay for. He gave it all tonight.
Amen.
He gave it all up when he come to the earth in a lying in a manger and walked up that rugged dirt road. Hey, a carpenter all the days of his life, going into synagogues, going into temples, hey, preaching about his Father's business. Hey, he left home in heaven. He left his glory. Hey, man, to come down here, he gave it all up.
Amen.
So that we could be joint heirs with him.
Right.
Hey, if that ain't precious, I don't know what
it is.
We got to see God as precious once again, folks.
Yes.
Hey, if we're going to have revival and say, God, hey, we want you to see us as precious. Hey, we want you to come down here and revive us. Hey, you don't think God wants to do that? Hey, but like I said last night, hey, the Bible says that your iniquity, hey, has separated you, hey, from God that he will not hear.
Amen.
I tell you what. If we want God to see us as precious, doesn't it seem common sense to think that we need to see Him as precious. Amen. We need to see what He's done as precious. Amen. Need to see His sacrifice and all He's done for us in this earth as precious. Amen. I'm glad we've got someone we can turn to. I'm glad, you know, Peter, he mentioned the word precious there about 3 times. May even have been mentioned more. I don't know, but I don't know about you. But I believe Peter thought that God and Christ was precious. Hey, man, we talked about not long ago in Bible study and in the sermons. Hey, that when he came back, when Jesus was resurrected, he came back to his disciples. He asked Peter 3 times. He said, "Do you love me?" Yeah. "Peter, do you love me?" And that song came to my mind. "Peter, do you love me? Go and be my sheep. Hey, take care of the weak." Hey, Peter, he was saying, "Lord, you know I love you.
Yeah.
Lord, you know I love you. You know you're precious to me." Hey, he said, "Feed my lambs." Hey, you know, Peter believed that God was precious. There was one time, hey, when his disciples forsook him and fled. Hey, he asked the disciples that was left. He said, "Will you also go away?" Who was the one that spoke up? It was Peter. He said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life."
Amen.
Hey, you're much more precious to me. Hey, than me turning my back and going out there in that old world that don't have nothing to offer. Hey, I used to be a fisherman. I used to do that all the time. Hey, but that ain't nowhere near as precious as what you are, Lord. Hey, you've got the very words that'll save our souls.
Amen.
And give us eternal life.
Yes.
Hey, there's coming a time, it's appointed a man wants to die. Hey, and after this, the judgment, the Bible says in the very next verse, hey, so Christ was once offered as sacrifices for sin. Amen. I'm glad today. Hey, there is coming a judgment day. There is coming a time that you're going to have to leave this old world.
Amen.
Hey, but I tell you what, it's important that you think of God as precious right now.
Amen.
Hey, think of the time that He's given you on this earth as precious. Hey, because it can be gone just like that.
Amen.
God's given us a lot of precious things, and we take them for granted every day. The breath in my lungs that He's used me tonight to preach, that's precious. Amen. All I got to do is stop breathing, and I'm dead. All I got to do is just heart stop pumping, and I'm dead. Hey, I tell you what, a lot of things in life, it's a lot easier to look over when we get used to them. Hey, have you gotten used to God tonight? Hey, have you gotten comfortable with God? Hey, is it time to get back to where you can see God is precious again? Hey, get back to see what God has done for you is precious. Hey, the sacrifice He made on Calvary.
Amen.
Amen unto you which believe He is precious.
Amen.
Hey, He was talking to people back then that were dying for their faith left and right. Hey, Peter himself, he up. Getting martyred for the cause. Christ told him about the death that he should signify and glorify God with.
Yeah.
Hey, but God, Peter didn't give up. I'm telling you what, Paul saw God as precious. Redeemed him from that old lifestyle that he was in. Hey, man, saved him with His marvelous light. Hey, His marvelous love and the blood of Christ. Hey, He was precious to Paul. Amen. Hey, He called him a chosen servant, a chosen vessel for Him. Hey, tonight, if you believe God is precious and if you see Him as precious, maybe things in your life will go a lot better.
Amen.
Hey, maybe God's got something for you to do.
Right.
Maybe God's wanting you to do something.
Amen.
Hey, you just grown cold, maybe stagnant. Hey, it's like an old muddy pond out there. Hey, it gets stagnant. There ain't no flow going through it, Brother Brian. Hey, there ain't no creek, no river rising or nothing. No, you go, all of a sudden you go out there and you look. Hey, you see there's algae growing and mold and all kinds of weeds and everything. Hey, when you pass by it, you smell the stench of it. Hey, some people's lives are like that tonight, folks. Hey, because God is no longer precious to them.
Amen.
Well, sure, I'm saved. I go to church. Hey, I sing the congregational songs. Hey, I read my Bible. Hey, I pray at night. Hey, but is that all works, or are you really seeing God as precious?
Amen.
Is God precious to you tonight?
That's good.
If you want to have revival, if you want to have revival this week, not only you got to prepare your heart, but I feel like God wants you to hear that God must be precious.
Amen.
He must be first in your life.
Amen.
He told the church over there, He said, "I have someone against thee because thou hast left thy first love."
Yes.
Hey, no telling what line of position in line he was at. He was by the time He told him that. He may have been second or third or tenth place in people's lives like he is today. Hey, but I tell you what, He's got to come first. Amen. God's got to come first.
Amen.
Hey, because He's the only one that can get the job done.
Amen.
You ask God for a healing. Hey, is God precious to you? You ask God to save a lost loved one. Is God precious to you? Hey, you ask God to get you a new job. Hey, is God precious to you? Amen. Everything in life doesn't all just revolves around prayer. Hey, and if prayer revolves around if He's precious to you. But I tell you, if He's not precious, you'll forget to pray. You'll slack.
Yeah.
You'll forget to read the Word. There'll be dust on the Bible before next week rolls around.
Yeah.
if He's not precious. Well, this country, hey, it's just gone downhill. I tell you what, it's like me and Brother Rick was talking about, it's worse nowadays than Sodom and Gomorrah was. I heard a preacher say one time, if he lets America go on the way it is, he'll have to apologize for Sodom and Gomorrah, what he did to that place. I tell you, this world don't see God as precious anymore. But I want you to notice, if you'll read a little further, hey, the Bible says that ye are a chosen generation. Hey, a peculiar people. Amen. Tonight, you know, God said, He knows that not everybody's going to love Him. He knows that not everybody's going to see Him as precious. Hey, but there's still a few, like I say. I think about old Elijah over there in that mountain, that cave. He thought he was all alone. Said, God, hey, they killed all your prophets, all they slain them all, and I'm the only one left. God looked at him and said, I've got 7,000 men. Amen. Hey, that has not bowed the knee to Baal. Hey, they still think I'm precious today. Amen. Hey, they've got something to praise me for because I'm precious in their eyes. Elisha got out of that cave and he went back to fulfill the work that God had performed for him. I tell you what, is He precious to you tonight? Amen. I can see places where I need to move up, where I need to see God as precious once again. Is He that pearl of great price for you? Hey, is He that treasure that's in the field? You see that rich young ruler he talked to, he told him to go sell all he had. You know what he was trying to say? He said, follow me because I'm precious.
Yeah,
I'm the most precious thing in your life you'll ever see. I'm the most precious thing. Hey, that ain't a thing in your bank account. That ain't a thing in your barns. That ain't a thing in your house. Anything will happen to make nothing that you can compare with the preciousness that I have to offer you. If you'd only known, hey, what I've got to offer you. Hey, I believe he said that to the woman at the well. If you had just known, hey, that I had the living water, boy, you could just thirst, you could just drink and never thirst again. But there's many people out there that don't know.
Right.
Amen. That's why we're still here today. We've got to bring them in. We've got to preach the word to them. We've got to tell them and let them know how precious Christ is.
That's right. Amen.
I believe that's all the Lord's got on my heart. I feel good about it now. I feel like the Lord's done what the Lord's going to. I'm going to ask the singers to play wood, come get a song, whichever one feels like their song's on their heart, just come on. Hey, and I'm going to give an altar call. Let's all stand tonight. Amen. I want to ask, is He precious to you tonight? Amen. Someone come get a song. Hey, if He's precious to you, hey, then it won't bother you a bit. Hey, you come up here and say, Lord, I want to be more. I want you to be more precious in my life. Hey, there's places where I know that I can have you in my life. That I can see you as precious even more than you are now. Hey, I tell you what, there's always room to move up. Would you come tonight as He said? Search your heart tonight.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is Lord.
Because I know I needed it. Hey, if the man of God needed it, there ain't no doubt. Hey, that it was for someone else here tonight. Would you search your heart and come if God be there?
If you're tired and thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and thirsty,
amen.
There is freedom.
Maybe you can say, preacher, I do see God is precious. He's more than just a money. Maybe you are struggling. Maybe you do have a burden that you just can't get rid of. Maybe there's something on your shoulders. Hey, that you can't carry. But I tell you what, Jesus' shoulders is broad enough. Hey, if He carried the cross all the way to Calvary, He's broad enough. His shoulders is broad enough to carry your load tonight. God bless you, sister. She's coming. nothing. Could you honestly say, my heart is clear tonight?
God bless you.